Secretary of State Colin Powell returns to the United Nations today to lobby for new Security Council resolutions aimed at forcing Iraq to disarm. The United States is demanding a quick response to the challenge President Bush posed to the UN last week to enforce Security Council resolutions against Iraq or face the consequences. The president hinted that the United States is prepared to act if the UN fails. Over the weekend, statements by other UN representatives indicate growing support for the U.S. demand. And yesterday, Saudi Arabia indicated it would cooperate with UN military action against Iraq. NPR's Vicky O'Hara joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is the Saudi position now?
Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Saud al-Faisal told CNN that if the UN Security Council authorized the use of military action to enforce its resolutions, then all UN members would have to respect that decision. Saud was asked by the interviewer if Saudi Arabia would make its bases available, and he answered that everyone would be obliged to follow through if the United Nations were to take that kind of step. The key here for Saudi Arabia seems to be whether the military action is initiated by the United Nations, or whether the action is taken unilaterally by the United States without UN authority. The Saudis say that if the order comes from the Security Council, then they will go along with it.
This is a significant shift by the Saudis, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Before the weekend, Saudi Arabia had been saying that the United States could not use a Saudi territory for any military action against Iraq. Now Saudi Arabia, albeit reluctantly, I suspect, says the bases could be used under the right circumstances. The previous Saudi position really upset a lot of people here in Washington. Saudi Arabia has faced a great deal of criticism over the last year from people who have accused the Saudis of, you know, first of all, hindering the war on terrorism. They also accuse the Saudis of supporting organizations and religious institutions that foster hostility toward the United States. And the Saudis saw the growing momentum within the United Nations toward some sort of action to enforce the resolutions and apparently decided they'd better clarify their position.
What about other Arab countries?
The general position, based on statements from various UN delegates, is that the Arab world supports the UN demand that Iraq readmit weapons inspectors. The Gulf Cooperation Council, as well as members of the Arab League, say that Iraq should implement Security Council resolutions primarily to avert, you know, this kind of crisis. But the Arab nations are opposed in principle to military action.
Secretary Powell and other Bush administration officials begin the process this week of trying to draft the language of new Security Council resolutions on Iraq. What's the administration looking for?
Basically, three things. Secretary Powell says that the resolutions, first of all, have to define very clearly the United Nations case against Iraq's President Saddam Hussein, meaning that the resolution or resolutions should very clearly delineate all of the ways in which Iraq has failed to comply with the United Nations. There have been 16 UN Security Council resolutions against Iraq since the Persian Gulf War. The United States says Iraq has defied all of them. And secondly, Secretary Powell says that the resolutions need to spell out what Iraq would have to do to come into compliance with a clear deadline for doing so. And thirdly, exactly what the Security Council plans to do if Iraq remains in violation of the United Nations authority.
And what are the sticking points?
The United States would like to see one comprehensive resolution in order to move very quickly and avoid getting bogged down in UN politics. The French, on the other hand, have suggested some sort of two-step process. First of all, setting a deadline for Iraq to come into compliance, and then if, you know, Iraq refused, then going back to the Security Council and having another debate on, you know, or consultations on exactly what should be done. That's not unlike the position that was taken by the former Soviet Union in the run-up to the Persian Gulf War. The Russians wanted to come back to the Security Council, have a second debate. The United States refused to go along with that. The other big issue, of course, is what the consequences would be if Iraq refused to do as the United Nations is asking, or if Iraq allowed weapons inspectors to return and then didn't allow them, you know, enough access to satisfy UN concerns about Iraq's weapons programs, or what would happen if the United States weren't satisfied with the results and said that they, you know, the United States still had concerns. So all of, you know, those are the really big questions, and I suspect that they will be the centerpiece of the debate.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara.